Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but I'm not the star of the show. In fact, Mike Geary is with us here on the show today. Mike Geary, welcome to the broadcast.
Happy to be here. Thank you very much.
He's not the star of the show. The star of our show is talking. He is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome to the Sports Lounge.
Thanks a million. Hope everybody is well and ready for another live, or at least half live, radio show. Hey, Mike.
Why do you say half live?
Well, you're not here. You're kind of like represented by yet another series of photographs that I have never seen before.
Some new, we do the show live for you on CRN Digital Talk Radio, crntalk.com, Sports Byline Radio, and we're also on SiriusXM Channel 211. But we're also on video on YouTube and on Facebook Live, and Mike Geary always puts some interesting things up there for everybody to look at. Mike, thanks again for putting together some great video from the studio and from around the world, around the globe.
My pleasure. I don't think we're going to get as crazy as we did last week. We're going to be a little more respectful this week, but we have fun.
It's always good to be respectful.
You should put a picture of Lon Chaney up there.
That's what we had last week. Yeah,
and leave it up there.
Yeah, maybe for segment five.
Hey,
the photo up there of me on the I'm making like a call on the road. I kind of look like Ned Coletti getting ready to trade Buster Posey from the Giants.
Yeah, you don't have quite the hairpiece that Ned's got.
I'm working on it. I got to go in there. It's good. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him. We'll hopefully get to some emails this week. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We're going to talk some baseball. We got playoffs possibly. It's almost mid-season here for baseball, for God's sakes. Talk about that. We got some football news for you and a whole lot more. So settle back and relax and enjoy the show. We'll figure out what is going on in your sports world. That's why we're here. Mike Geary, are you in to do a good show today?
I am 100% in, always.
Fred Dreyer, are you in to do one of the greatest shows of all time in the history of the Sports Lounge?
Well, I'm here. I have a good attitude, and I'm sober.
Good. It's better than last week.
That's a start.
Well, slight miracles are great. We'll continue in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge, nationwide, coast to coast, this radio station, this channel, this electrical listening device, your Amazon Echo and Google Home speakers. We got it all for you here. Michael Horn, Mike Gary, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, how's your week? You've been tearing into your house, huh? Just kind of doing some things, upgrading, cleaning up.
Well, here's what's interesting in life, you know. When things are dealt to you, such as the passing of a loved one or a family member, such as my case, my brother passed away a month or so ago. What's happened out of that is, for some reason, I have this feeling that I've got to go through my house, attic to ground floor, and just get rid of stuff that I don't need, and then clean up. Such as the people that we hired to clean up my brother's apartment, you know, after we went over and cleaned it up, after he passed away. We have some people coming over that we hired to clean that his apartment up, to clean my house. So tomorrow I'm going to, I'm really paying attention these last 3 or 4 weeks. And, I feel like I have to do this. It's really funny. I'm driven to do it.
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, you get into the mode first to get you going there, but also it's a life-changing thing when you lose someone close to you and your family or whatever. And again, our thoughts and prayers are out to you and your daughter and everything. But it's you know, it does change the way you look at things. And this has been a weird year, not only with the passing of your brother, but with the COVID-19 and people lighting up courthouses on fire and everything. It's just been a crazy, crazy 2020.
Plus the election. You know,
the election coming
people
up.
People are just delirious. You know, they've been lied to for 3.5, almost 4 years, and they don't know really what to make of it. And so much is riding on this election cycle, and we just certainly hope that people are really paying attention, are very conscientious to what has to be done.
Yeah, that's true. And it's, you know, even the conventions are weird. The Democratic convention, Republican convention coming up next week, and the Democratic convention ratings were so low,
I understand,
like 50%, that Joe Biden invited a lot of the women that he was nuzzling their neck and rubbing their shoulders.
Here we go.
To come on the show, and the ratings soared when he brought those on the show. Okay, let's get into some sports.
Let's talk some sports, fellas.
Thank you very much. It's not a bad one, though, Mike. Come on, you got to admit, it's not bad. Major League Baseball, they're talking already. We're at half season. It's like the games, the year is flowing by. It's 2 months of the regular baseball season, and they're going to go in, Fred and Mike, they're going to, and our audience, they're going to go into postseason play, and they're talking at Major League Baseball like they're going to do the bubble setup like they have for the National Hockey League and the NBA, where the players would set up the bubble format and keep everybody in like the hotels and then come out and play.
Well, that's revolutionary.
Yeah, well, they're doing this in the NHL's doing this inside the bubble. It's actually two areas of downtown Toronto and Edmonton that have the arenas, the hotels, and the amenities and everything. And so they would do this with baseball, Fred, with they adopt a format where they'd have two host cities, maybe like one for National League games, one for American League games. Texas and Southern California are early favorites because of the weather there, but New York and the Chicago-Milwaukee area also under consideration. What do you think of the bubble format for the playoffs?
I don't think anything of this. I think it's stupid. I think the people that sold stupid people a stupid bill of goods are now just laughing their asses off somewhere behind the barn. And we're now stuck with trying to figure out a Chinese finger puzzle that is so stupid that it's tough to watch the games, because I want to watch sports. I want to watch excellence, and I do want to watch baseball. I do want to watch basketball and football and all of these things. But when I sit down to do it, I feel stupid. I'm being coerced. I'm being lied to. I'm being manipulated and pushed into taking part. It's like some sort of artistic Salvador Dali,
it's a Twilight
Zone avant-garde theater. Yeah, you know, and it's just it's not fun. This isn't fun. I feel I'm too sensitive to stuff to where people manipulate you. And that's what's going on.
But we had talked last week, Fred, about this, and we all agreed that I actually think it's better than what we thought it was going to be, with no fans in the stands and all this kind of stuff. I mean, once you get into it, there still is the game of baseball that's going on and being played. Yes, there's cardboard cutouts in there, and if you watch the Dodger games from Los Angeles, you can see half the cutouts leave in the seventh inning to miss the traffic. Yeah. All that's part of there. They're trying to make it as real as they can. But here's the thing. I think it was AJ, the Dodger center fielder there, he was trying to figure out if it was a ball or a strike, and he said that it was so loud in the stadium that he couldn't hear the umpire. So apparently they cranked those speakers up a little bit.
Yeah, well, they try to fill it. I mean, imagine if you just had the crack of the bat. I would love for them just for a game or a series, don't play any of this crap.
Oh, you got to have some sound.
No.
Really?
Don't play
Mike, what do you think?
No, I mean, they could try it. I mean, it depends, really, what stadium you're in, what's the situation, what time of day it is. But going back to this bubble idea for the MLB, these dummies should have done this from day one. I mean, just today, the NBA, who's been in the Orlando bubble and doing quite well, I might add, they've had 374 players in the bubble and none. Zero, zip, zilch, have tested positive for COVID.
And That's good.
You see these MLB teams, because their owners are so greedy, who want that gate, even though there's no one there. They still want that local TV money. They are so unwilling to give up profits, and they still thought that they'd have fans at this point, and obviously that's not going to happen. If they actually did this in the bubble, you won't see all the scheduling conflicts with the Marlins losing like six games, with the St. Louis Cardinals losing 11 games, and now you're going to have this weird thing where not all the teams, the MLB teams, are playing the same amount of games, so the playoffs seeding is going to be based solely on winning percentage with different numbers of games won and different numbers of games lost.
Well, you think that's going to happen? Because they're doing double headers to try to make up the games.
There's no way they're going to be able to make up all the games.
They're
though.
Not going to make these games up. They're going to get to a certain. They're going to get to a certain point, and whoever the first, how many teams to qualify? Eight.
Yeah, eight.
The first eight teams that make it across the line, the season is over. And everybody else that has to play will realize that it's too late. You know, no matter how many games you play, you're mathematically eliminated. And that's it. You just don't pick those games up. And plus, you know, what is this? I mean, if you're a union and the baseball players decide that they're going to or basketball or football players decide, the union decides that they're going to give it an all-out effort to salvage some sort of a season, like Major League Baseball is now, salvaging
doing, yeah.
60
yeah.
games. You know, then they're going to play some playoff games. Then they're going to play the World Series. Okay, so. You would think that these players would stick to the regimen and the discipline that gave them all of this money. You know, you've got teams that what's the guy's name for the Sweet Lou Williams?
Yeah.
This guard for the
Clippers.
For the Clippers decided, you know, he got permission. I don't know why they gave him permission to go to a funeral. I think on the way back from the funeral or to the funeral, he decided to go to a strip club and eat some ribs.
Some chicken wings that he's actually named after. He's got own chicken wings.
He's at a strip club, though. They had the best wings in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's great discipline. What a bunch of schmucks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's on both sides, not just the owners, but the players,
oh,
too.
No. And, so on the other side, you've got owners cheating other teams out of World Series.
That's if they're wearing any kind of devices Astros.
I haven't forgotten that one.
Don't forget that. That's pretty good. We'll take a slight break, come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Mike Geary and the one and only Fred Dreyer. Don't forget to email FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horton, along with Mike Gary and the one and only all-pro defensive and acting legend, star of Hunter, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
We're talking some baseball here. We're talking playoffs. Also, with a short season going on, it's only 2 months long, and we're about at the midway point now for Major League Baseball. If the good teams are good and they can get hot and they carry it through, the good are the good, the bad are the bad, the winning streaks, the losing streaks, the hot starts, the cold stretches, it all affects the team. And they're saying now that the Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers, showing why they might be the best team in baseball. Fred Dreyer, you believe that?
Well, because what's the record, 17 and 7?
Something like that. Won a bunch in a row.
It might be different at the time you're hearing this, but they do have the best winning percentage in the league right now, and a lot of other metrics like runs scored and lowest ERA and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think they have a great squad, very talented. They could probably put two great offenses on the field with one roster.
I think the question is, though, Fred and Mike, as we've seen these past couple of years, it seems like ever since I've been born, we've seen the Dodgers, especially Clayton Kershaw, in the playoffs and in the World Series, fold like a picnic chair. So will we see Clayton Kershaw, whose heart pumps Kool-Aid in the playoffs, will we actually see him get over that hump, though? That's the big question.
He needs to.
Well, I think one of the reasons that he's failed is because I think he's pressed an awful lot.
They've cheated on the Astros and the Red Sox.
Well, yeah. But he I don't know. I mean, he throws the ball over the plate, you know. So I mean, and that's what happens with pitchers.
Command.
The pitchers, do you have command of fastball? Do your pitches work? Do you have control over of where you want the pitches to go? And in the playoff series, anybody makes a mistake, you get knocked out of the park, just like he has.
And he's not a flamethrower either. I mean, his top end nowadays is about 93. I mean, this isn't like a Roger Clemens.
That's pretty good. It was around 90, 91.
It's gotten better.
It's not 99.
No,
it's not
100,
which a lot of players have these days.
I think he's going to be better. The Dodgers had one of the great pitching coaches of all time in Rick Honeycutt. He retired before the beginning of the season, and now they got Mark Pryor as their pitching coach. And I think having sometimes maybe somebody different look at it helps somebody out. Obviously, you got an old pro like Kershaw. Maybe he listens, maybe he doesn't. But I think most of these teams listen. Dave Roberts, the manager, says it just wasn't synced up initially in the season. They asked him if the Dodgers, you know, won all those games in a row. He says, what's the deal? And Dave says, it just wasn't synced up initially in the season, which was understandable. He said, but during this win streak, it seems like collectively all 28 players are playing as one. And that's what you got to do. You got to pick each other up. And good catching helps too, Fred. If you got a catcher positioned where they want the ball to be thrown, that's important.
Yeah, I don't start me on these catchers. I don't
really?
Know how, I don't know every one of them. I think it's a philosophy.
Yeah.
Every single one of them they just sit there when the pitcher's having a tough time. They sit behind home plate and wait for the coach to come out. They never go out there like
I agree with you.
Molina does in St. Louis, who's the best catcher in the sport. why doesn't a catcher go out there and calm the guy down or give him a break? They don't do it. They're lazy and when a pitcher is not locating correctly, he doesn't move. They don't watch. Just start watching the games from now on. The other thing else is, you know, it's only taken Dave Roberts 19 games to finally put Mookie as a leadoff hitter.
There you go. And that's the word. Mookie Betts is the leadoff hitter. Corey Seager's having a good year. But I agree with you on the catching. Any team, if you look at it, a lot of catchers go into becoming managers. The catcher's kind of the manager on the field. They see everything out in front of them. If they see something wrong with that pitcher or the pitcher's a little, you know, wild or not getting the ball in and not getting the calls from the umps, you got to go out there and settle them down. I don't care if they're trying to speed the game along or not. You got to do it.
This is an interesting discourse that I think is prescient to the times right now in professional sports, because I remember, I mean, you know, seeing clips of Thurman Munson threatening to beat up his own pitchers for not, you know, playing the game the right way. Well, I think nowadays it's kind of the quarterback situation. Starting pitchers especially, they make so much money. They become the faces of the franchises in a lot of different ways. And I think that the everyday player, the position players and the catchers, they're afraid to accost or even confront the pitchers about their performance because these pitchers wield so much power within the organization themselves.
Many of them are coddled. Kershaw's been coddled. And it's probably for a good reason, and at the same time, I guess he's the only one that knows what's best for him and the coaching staff. But in the catcher, you know, I mean, he had Ellis for a while as his catcher. He wouldn't tolerate anyone else catching him, and then they got rid of Ellis and they brought other people in, and he did just fine. You know, so I don't know. These guys are mental cases. All of these pitchers are mental cases. And at least the catchers could go out. You know, you watch them with the starting pitchers. You watch these catchers. They behave with the starting pitchers just like they do with the regular starters. And they don't have any time to go out and talk to a relief pitcher. They don't have a thorough understanding of what the job description is. I don't see them doing what they should be doing as catchers. They don't know how to control the tempo of the game. They don't do anything. They just get down there in a crotch, and they just sit there. And when a guy hits a home run, he never goes out to the mound. Doesn't do anything. And he looks over at the dugout, and Doc or somebody might just say, "Yeah, I want you to go out and talk to him." Then he gets up and walks out. There doesn't seem to be any added impetus coming from the catcher.
But some of this could be coming from Major League Baseball because they were saying not that many trips to the mound, all this kind of stuff.
I'm talking about this is like 10 years ago. This is a long time ago. And, you know, catchers that are active, you know, you can tell it and the staff reflects it.
Let me ask you a question. You played football for so many years, Fred Dreyer, and you also had the great acting career. So back to baseball. Fernando Tatis Jr. is playing, you know, in San Diego, and it's a Padres-Texas Rangers game, and Fernando hits swings at a 3-0 pitch, 3-0. Padres have a 10-3 lead, and it's a 3-0 count, and he swings at the 3-0 pitch and hits a grand slam out of the park, and the Rangers a little upset about this. Their pitcher, he's a little upset. They take him out of the game. They replace him, and Nicasio comes in and throws his first pitch behind Manny Machado's head, and he said, "I didn't like it personally." The Rangers manager, Chris Woodward, said of Tatis with his 3-0 swing, he said, "But like I said, the norms are being challenged on a daily basis, so just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's not right. I don't think we liked it as a group." So is there an unwritten law that if you're winning 10-3, you shouldn't go to try to hit a home run for Fred Dreyer or score a touchdown? What's the deal?
Well, it is to them. I mean,
apparently, I've heard about this before.
The league is so, I don't want to say, I'll just say it's feminized. You know, there's another word in there I'll use that is just, it's terrible. And none of these players, you know, they're getting paid too damn much money to be so sensitive all the time.
Shouldn't be sensitive. The Nationals-Braves game, listen to this. Juan Soto, he clubs a 445-foot ninth-inning home run off the Braves reliever Will Smith, and the Nationals get a 6-3 lead at the time. The Braves come back later on and win that game in the bottom of the ninth. But Soto, here's another problem that gets people all bent out of shape. He admired his home run for a second or two, certainly not as long as he's admired some of his other home runs, and the relief pitcher Will Smith barks an expletive at Soto, which only led to an even slower trot around the bases. So shouldn't they just calm down? I mean, it's like we're playing the schoolyard games.
This is the game they want. This is their league. They got $10 million, they got, I don't know how many millions of dollars they get to play. They got one guy out there getting $500 million in his career for the next 20 years. And this is the game that they want. The players are now stuck with the commissioner. They're stuck with the rules. They're stuck with the game that they've chosen. They're a bunch of brats. They're spoiled, and it's pathetic to see it. So when somebody gets thrown at what are the rules? If someone gets thrown at, what do we do? Well, the rules say we have to warn you. Okay, so we're going to warn you. When it happens again, what are you going to do? Well, the rules say that we have to throw you out. Well, you know, they've taken everything out of the sport. They used to have a manager, Tommy Lasorda, or whoever the hell it was, Earl Weaver would run out to second base and argue balls
and
strikes.
Not anymore.
You can't argue anything. You can't. And you've got, believe me, you've got a sensibility factor. You've got half the league, half of Major League Baseball here in America, played by South American players. There's a different sensibility. They play with a different sensibility than the white Anglo-Saxon players play here in America. And these are just cultural existences, cultural facts, and they've got the game they want. You know, if you look at me funny, a Hispanic player gets crazy, and it's just too much. I'm tired of it.
Dave Martinez defended Will Smith. He said it said something to Soto I didn't appreciate. He said, so I just want him to know it wasn't Juan who threw the ball. His job is just to hit it and get on the mound. We'll be back.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Meanwhile, back in the sports corner, here's truly Michael Horn, Mike Gary, and the one and only Fred Dreyer back with you, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. It's just so many things going on. Do we have any fans in the stands there that are commenting here on our Facebook live feed there, Mike?
Yeah, we do, and we really appreciate it. Everybody tuning in at facebook.com/CRNTalk. Bernard chimes in, regards from Quebec City. Very nice. Kathy says is making fun of us because it's only 84 degrees in Lawndale. We have Lois also making fun of us, 78 degrees in Wisconsin. And she also says Fred always looks great.
Hey.
Look at that, Fred.
Fabulous.
Huh? And good. What about my? What about that look I'm sporting today with that Ned Colletti kind of like a blue Dodger shirt and a sport coat over there? Trying to look pretty good. And I've held this pose just for all of you people for the entire show.
I wonder if is that some butter Chardonnay you got in that wine glass? Or maybe a nice Sauv Blanc? Or?
It's a little Sauv Blanc in there. That's correct.
What happened to your eyes? Your eyes look pretty heavy. Though.
Yeah, they're looking good. Just take it easy.
He's calling himself a cab.
Yeah, all right, since I called a cab, not a cab, not that cab, a CAB Cabernet. Thank you. Okay, so Tim Anderson, and if you don't know who Tim is, he is plays for the White Sox, and he has a ritual. And so I'm wondering a little bit about sports rituals. Fred, you played football for so many years. So, Tim,
I played Little League, too.
I just want to let you know. Did you really play Little League, by the way? I don't think we've ever heard those stories.
You're not going to.
What was the name of your team?
Cardinals.
The Cardinals. That's why they were so bad. All right. The White Sox, Tim Anderson, when he hits a homer, he eats a large spaghetti dinner after the game. He was talking. He was coming up to bat at the bottom of the first inning on a game last week. The White Sox broadcaster Jason Benitez told the story. He says, it's big news in the Anderson household every time he hits a home run because they have a ritual. It's spaghetti night for dinner. He gets a big plate of spaghetti. He loves the home runs. And they asked him what kind of pasta. And Tim Anderson says, just meatballs and spaghetti. I keep it simple. So he's got a great – his shortstop for the White Sox, he's hitting .379, 44 points higher than last year. I don't know what his weight is, but did you have any rituals in Little League or in football or in college or anything?
That's the segue.
That's the segue.
I thought that was nicely done. Very nicely done.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate you.
Rituals, or did you – like if you got a crushing hit or if you had a sack or two safeties in one game, did you have reward yourself with anything special?
I made sure that the owner knew that I was keeping track of how many sacks and how many great plays I made.
Uh-huh.
So
come contract
forget
time.
Forget the spaghetti.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get into some football news if we can a little bit. They're saying that the commissioner is going to use an outside advisory committee for COVID-19 decisions when the NFL season starts up. They're going to be consultants when it comes to making decisions regarding COVID-19 issues, such as whether to postpone games, reschedule games, suspend games, cancel games. And they won't rely on a competition committee, but they're going to put together members of this outside advisory committee. Hopefully they won't have conflicts of interest, but they could because they are connected or indirectly to any football business. Their relationships could take them in there. They're going to probably put together former general managers, former coaches, former players, and they've not been identified right now. But what do you think? Football going to be messed up again with everybody trying to put their fingers in the pie there, Fred?
me trying to figure out if they should have a season?
Yeah, for
well,
yeah.
Well, they decided they are. There's people in training camp right now, and I don't know what's going to happen when the circumstances stay the same. And September, I guess, the season starts. I don't think they're going to have any preseason games. So that's out.
The training camps. Yeah,
so
that's true.
So they're in training camp and they're doing nothing, as we know, Mike. You and I know.
Well, hold on a second. Now, hold on. Mike Gary, you've been checking out Fred's old team, the team he signed with the New York Giants. What's going on over there with that new coach?
They have a new coach, Joe Judge, which is an all-time great football name, if you ask me. He has come into New York, the New York Football Giants, and he's bringing his old school ways, even though he's a young man. He's actually going to make players who make mistakes, these are NFL players, pros, who make small mental errors, run laps. This is a practice that no one really does in the NFL anymore. It's kind of like laissez-faire, carte blanche. Players can kind of do whatever they want, show up whenever they want. But
that's
this guy, he's saying you got to be on meetings on time. If you're not, you're running laps. If you miss a snap count, you're running laps. He actually even made some assistant coaches who were slightly late to a meeting run laps on the first day of training camp. Do you think this kind of dictatorial style is going to work in the pros now, Fred?
Well, again, I always say this before. It's the league they want. The ownership knew this guy did this. If he didn't, you got big problems.
And if the Giants weren't not a good team exactly.
They don't have to be good, bad, or indifferent. If this guy believes that I'm going to work you guys hard, we're not hitting. There's no baseball games. I'm gonna run you. I'm gonna put you in through exercises, and we're gonna work you out. And if you don't like it, that's too bad. You can go in. The question I want to know as a player from the coach is, do you have permission to send me in off the field? Is the owner know you're doing this?
Good question.
Does the owner know this when he hired you? Did you tell him this was a big part of your program? Did you know this was coming? Then if that's the case, why don't you go out and you talk to the press and tell the press, this is how this thing's going to work this year, and I stand by my deal. Because if I'm the head coach and players are giving me a hard time, I'm going to ask the owner or the general manager and the owner, you better stand behind me right now. So
I agree with you.
That's when, the owner would come down to the team, bring the team together and say the following people should shut your mouth and take your direction from the coach. This is what we're doing. To have to work this out in front of everybody is terribly awkward and unprofessional. And so these guys, they don't do anything in training camp anyway. They just don't. They've finally negotiated where they're not going to play hardly any preseason games at all during this regular season, whenever that starts. But my point is none of this matters if, in fact, they're going to make the decision. Hey, you know something? The games have started, and we don't really like the fact that the players aren't sequestering and not wearing their masks during the plays, and they're sweating and they're bleeding and they get cut and they're commingling. They're too close together. So now we're going to reinvent football, and now say it's the rules that when you tackle somebody, you got to stay 3 or 4 feet away from them.
Oh, stop. Okay, so here's the deal. It's just like Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros, a few years back before the season started, got everybody together, and he goes, we're going to have trash cans, and I want you to beat on them. 3 hits for a fastball, 2 for a curve. And there you have the Houston Astros there. Oh, that's right, Jim Crane. Wait a second. We're getting a signal right now. Hold on a second. It's a curveball. Thank you. Yeah, that's good.
What is that?
That was a fastball. 3 of them. We got 3 of those. So here's the thing. So Joe Judge, He's got the coaches running laps and not a stroll. He was getting them going. He's old school here. They asked one guy. They asked this a receiver there, Sterling Shepard. They said, when was the last time you saw this? He said, saw a coach late on the law with penalty laps. And he says, probably middle school. But if this is what they want, if that's what the owner wants, I agree with you. It's time to buy into what this guy, Coach Joe Judge, has in store. As I've said, I like the Giants. They've stunk the last few years. They got to turn things around. And the consequences for making mistakes, it'll cost you 5, 10, 15 yards in practice. So he's making them run laps right now to make this thing work.
But Fred makes and a really good good point, though, about the mandate that Joe Judge needs from ownership. For, like, you know, example, if Saquon Barkley, the highest-paid player and the star running back on the Giants, if he, you know, is assigned to run laps, if he goes up the back stairs and talks to Jim Mara, the owner of the Giants, or the GM, and says, like, hey, you know, I'm the superstar here, and this guy's a 38-year-old rookie coach making me run laps. Get him out of here. I mean, so I think you're 100% right that there needs to be some sort of...
Well, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't be as bold as to do that. But this is what you get when you have no communication. This is what you get. Now, if I'm a sports writer for the New York Times or any of the local tri-state area newspapers, this is what I write about. Why are the Giants bad? Here's an example. No communication. This is something that should be worked out and taken care of. You should have. You shouldn't have to have players running to the owners to decide. Gee, are you going to protect us? We're not going to do that. Yes, you are. You are going to do that. Or you're going to go home. If you go home, you're not getting paid. So what do you want to do? So those things are done all the time, but they're done behind the scenes. They're done in a professional way to where you don't embarrass anybody. You know, I'm a new coach, and I'm coming to a team that hasn't won in the last couple of years, and they're kind of crappy. So I want to make sure that, I mean, this guy knows that his program is going to be looked upon in a disparaging way. So what does he do? He should have a meeting with the team. That's what you usually have when you have, you know, in May they bring all the draft choices into town, and they bring all the players into town, and they have these workouts, and all of this stuff should be worked out. And here's what I'm doing. The first guy that I make run is Saquon Barkley. Guy I make run are the leaders of the team. Those guys are running, and if you don't,
or the coaches that are late for the meeting.
Yeah, well, all of these guys. We'll see how it works out, but this is what the league has to deal with, and we'll see if it pans out or not.
You got the old pro, Bill Belichick. He's considering with the Patriots that maybe he's going to do a platoon system at quarterback with the Cam Newton and Brian Hoyer and Jared Stidham rotating through a little bit. So he says that, you know, we'll see who's got the best chance to win, and we'll go with it. So that may be a change this year with the Patriots.
Has that ever worked, though, in the history of the league? I know it worked in college. It worked at Florida for a while. But has it worked in the NFL where you platoon in quarterbacks, you know, coming in, you have the heavy package, maybe the light package? I can't remember in my entire time watching football that actually worked.
I had the heavy package.
Well, it does work.
Matter.
It does work, but it's those are – he should be able to put these guys together to get a real good rapport between the quarterbacks. There's three to four quarterbacks there. This is done primarily. He's going to pick one. He's not going through the entire season. He might have a quarterback come in and do some things, but he knows that you got to have consistency and leadership coming from the quarterback position, and that comes in when you pick somebody who's able to lead the team. He probably realizes that Cam Newton will probably be the favorite to be the quarterback. And in order to do that, he's got to make it fair for the other quarterbacks. What's the other guy's name? What was his name?
Stidham, Jared. Jared Stidham,
no,
Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer, yeah, Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, he'll work it out, and believe me, Bill Belichick will find out exactly who's going to be the quarterback here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and Belichick has acknowledged that, you know, he'd consider anything, but he did say there'll come a time when division of repetitions will need to be altered, as you just mentioned, Fred, giving more time to the quarterback that's going to lead the team over. But right now he wants to give everybody an opportunity, and I think that's the way you go. And, you know, all the quarterbacks have been good, he says, so far in camp, so we'll see what happens to the Patriots and the Patriot fans. We'll continue in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Mike Geary, and Fred Dreyer.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Don't forget to follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com. We're here every week at this time, SiriusXM Channel 211, Sports Byline, CRN Sports. Glad to have you with us. Michael Horn, Mike Geary, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. Mike Geary, we got any comments from the fans in the stands there on Facebook Live?
We do. Kathy once chimes in, says, quote, so professional sports, more about, quote, the business and less about playing the game for the sake of the game. I think she's onto something there. We have Miss White from Oceanside says, hi, Fred. And yeah, Paul Stern, a friend of the show, says, happy days to all. So, and Cindy, all the way from Australia, says, quote, our AFL footy code in Australia are doing the bubble format now. It's the only way we can play the game safely. So all the way from down under.
So they're doing the bubble code, huh? Down under. It's good.
Hey, have you guys seen the rugby league down there?
Isn't no, great? Good, great? Good play.
Oh, it's amazing.
Those guys are unbelievable.
Those guys are some of the toughest guys on earth. Well,
I was thinking, how could they? You know, how could they possibly be sequestering? They don't wear masks.
No, they get into that scrum.
Think of the scrums.
Come on.
I mean, and you know, they get their brains beat in, you know, every
their ears
every
get
scrum.
Chewed on.
Full contact, no pads
full
whatsoever.
Contact, full contact.
Yeah. Shout out to those guys.
I broadcast the World Championship rugby championships from the Bahamas one year. I was the color commentator. Did not do the play-by-play, but I was up in some kind of a truck, and they raised us up. And I'm telling you, guys had their ears bleeding. They were in the scrum. Everybody filing on top of them. That's a tough game.
Cauliflower.
You got to love that game.
Cauliflower ears.
Cauliflower what?
Cauliflower ears.
Huh?
Cauliflower
what?
Ears.
Ah, I just did. As I say, I called it one time and went into the scrum, and it gets chopped into my ear a little bit. Sometimes I have a little hard time picking it up. Did you ever play rugby, Fred?
No.
Yeah, there you go. Mike?
No. Too dangerous.
Okay, too dangerous. All right, that's our show. We'll be back with you again next week, so don't delay. We're working to expand the show for you as well, too. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
See you next time, folks. Thank you.